Shaw and Partners. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
That services just like, I don't know, I mean, 48.7 is not what we want to see, of course, but it was up a bit, wasn't it? A little bit?
A little bit. We were looking for the quinella, weren't we? Because we were looking for the services sector to deliver a little shot in the arm like the manufacturing index released on Friday, but disappointed. Because just going back to that, the PMI improved into expansion territory on Friday, but the follow-up performance of services index, this is the BNZ Business New Zealand one, did not move into expansionary territory. You're dead right, 48.7 for October, marginally higher, I think up 0.4 or 0.3 than September. Now, the services sector is arguably more important from the point of view of the aggregate economy, because it's bigger, major component of our GDP, of total activity. Unfortunately, it has now been in contraction or under 50 now for 20 consecutive months, and as a point of reference, the long-term average is 52.8. Looking down into the detail, breakdown of the sub-indexes, well, none of them are over 50, so it's sort of quite consistent across the sub-indexes. So tough times continue for businesses in the services sector. But, Mike, let's channel the glass-half-full vibe and activity sales. The sub-index 48.9 is the highest value for that measure since January. So it's still contractionary, it's still weak, but it's less bad than it has been. The new orders index, 49.5, put the two indexes together, the PMI, the PSI, you get the composite index, has been improving, just very, very slowly, GDP weighted 49.1. Look, Mike, it feels like we're getting there, but we're just not quite there yet.
Ah, unless you're the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, headline spring is here, is it?
Well, yes, it is. The thing is, spring always sprungs at this time of year. A fair bit of data yesterday, actually. So this is Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, housing market numbers for October. I always look at the housing price index because it smooths out the composition issues of the sales data. Nationwide, year on year, the housing price index has increased 0.3%, which in my terminology, that's sideways. Auckland year on year fell 0.7, the rest of New Zealand 0.3. Top three regions in the last year, Mike: Southland, Bay of Plenty and Canterbury. Sort of no real surprises there. I think what they're saying, Mike, is if you look at the shorter term sort of time frame, we'd expect to see seasonality kicking in. Prices tend to improve, activity improves leading into summer. That is happening. We have seen sequential improvement in the national index. You can see it in the Auckland numbers. Now, unadjusted, Auckland's up 2.6% in the last 3 months. The sunny North Shore, actually, Mike, up 5.2%.
There you go.
But once you seasonally adjust those, it does look less frothy. I mean, overall, the month of October rose 0.6%. Seasonally adjusted, it's closer to zero. But, Mike, sales are lifting year on year, up over 5%. Good lift from September to October, and are tracking well above the 2023 and 2024 numbers. And this is the unfortunate thing, though. At the same time, inventory, the number of listed properties or number of properties that are listed, that's also lifting. So we need the sales to lift. We need to chip away at the inventory. So, I think sideways for the housing market for a while yet, but maybe, Mike, just maybe, the bias of risk is shifting to the upside. Yep. And I think 2026 will see positive price action. You have got the tailwinds of lower mortgage rates. The fact that the transmission of monetary policy hasn't completely finished yet, but we're sort of lacking that historical impulse.
That's right. I reckon
migration.
House prices are going to go up 7% in 2026.
Should we just double down? Just roll that head over?
Why not? When you've dug a hole, why not dig a bit deeper? So prices yesterday, how about the power prices, eh?
Yeah, that's the fly in the ointment, isn't it? So we had the two bits of inflation data yesterday. Household inflation expectation survey tracks well above the CPI, but it's coming down. That's the point. So if I look at the 1 year, 2 year, what the household think, their inflation expectations are falling. That's good. Also yesterday, selected price indexes, overall prices steady, a little bit weaker than expected. Yeah, electricity 11.8%, but the pace of gains is slowing. Gas 14.4%, but they're both starting to slow down. There's nothing in these numbers yesterday to challenge the expectation that Q4 CPI could come in just under 3%.
Lay some numbers on me.
47,113, that's the Dow Jones. It's down 33 points, 0.07 fall, so Not much. The S&P 500 is up 9 points, 6,742, and the NASDAQ is up 21 points, also not much, 22,922. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost about a quarter of a percent, 9,675. The Nikkei lost 53 points, 0.1, 50,323. Shanghai Composite down just under half a percent, 3,972. The Aussies yesterday rose 2 points on the ASX 200, 8,636, and we gained 0.26% on the NZX 50, 13,499 was the mark there. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5671. So it is a little bit better than it was. 0.8707, over 87 cents against the Aussie. 0.4890 euro. 0.4305, so just over 43p against the quid. 88 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,067 and Brent crude, $64.40.
Have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.